It is time to check out the world of Screen with Michael Jones. And it is over to you, Michael. What have you been seeing this week?
Well, I've seen a couple of British films.
Oh, British films.
British films. They're two fairly standard story types today. The first one's a biopic. Second one, a sort of working class, Rocky-style triumph, feel-good film. One film far more enjoyable than the other. I'll start with a lesserly enjoyable film. That one was Tolkien. I mean, it was a film I was very interested to see, given that I've read a few of Tolkien's books. You may have read a few of his books
yourself. I tried.
You've tried.
I didn't get there. It's too long.
You may have the same experience with this film. Anyway, this film stars Nicholas Holt as Tolkien. You might remember him from Mad Max Fury Road. Mm-hmm. Anthony Boyle and Lily Collins. It's directed by a Finnish guy called Dome Kurakoski. He's made films like Tom of Finland. Look, this biopic follows Tolkien in his formative years. First of all, an orphan teenager with a talent for languages. The film also suggests that he inherited his late mother's passion for storytelling as well. Then we follow him to his friendship or fellowship, if you will, with Robert Gilson, Geoffrey Smith and Christopher Wiseman at one of Birmingham's top public schools, which continued right through their university days at Cambridge and Oxford until they were all silly enough to volunteer for service in World War One. And then the story sort of gets a bit goodbye to all that and Testament of Youth. I don't know if you've read either of those books, but it doesn't end well for some of the characters in them. The film also briefly sort of covers Tolkien's relationship with Edith Bratt, played by Lily Collins, who went on to become Mrs. Tolkien. But this is more about the blokes, this film, and their relationship. Look, if you're going into this film looking for where Tolkien got his inspiration to create the fantasy world of The Hobbit and Middle-earth and Silmarillion and Lord of the Rings and all that stuff, you might come away just a little disappointed. The film only hints at this in some of Tolkien's scribblings when he's doing some drawing, and also his delirious dreams and hallucinations as he's suffering from trench fever as he's desperately searching for his best friend or his own Samwise Gamgee, Geoffrey Smith, in the mud and blood of the Somme. So whilst the fantasy element of Tolkien's writing is only hinted at, it's the friendship and the fellowship angle that's really played up in this film. The four boys, they form their own society to promote literature, art and music, and they regularly gather at the local tea house, such rebels, to discuss matters of great importance. And also they give each other courage, the courage to deal with their own fathers and confront other issues, and maybe not confront some other issues, Geoffrey Smith. Look, the relationship with Edith is given pretty superficial treatment, which is kind of unusual given she was married to Tolkien for such a long time. The film is earnest enough, and pre-World War One bravado of the boys is endearing, but Tolkien, much like the last two films of Peter Jackson's Lord of the Rings, only seems to sort of like skim the surface of the great man's life, and at times feels slightly overly long and a little bit dull.
So you think the story about Tolkien didn't stand up to one of Tolkien's own stories?
Yes, I think you've got it. We'll move on to Wild Rose, a film that I found a little bit more enjoyable, if a fairly conventional film. It stars Jessie Buckley. Have you been watching Chernobyl?
Oh, I love that series.
Well,
yes.
She's in that, so you might recognise her face. Julie Walters, another woman who's been in a lot of British films, and Sophie Okonedo. This film's directed by Tom Harper, who's done a lot of British TV, including Peaky Blinders. Seen any of that show?
No.
Okay, well, that's a pretty good show too. Now, Rose Lynn, played by Jessie Buckley, she's a young, working-class Glasgow lassie with a big voice and even bigger dreams of becoming a country music star in Nashville. There's just a few things holding her back, of course. She's just got out of jail. She has two young kids, and she has a cranky mother, played by Julie Walters, who thinks Rose's priority should be her two kids rather than the music career. Now, Rose eventually gets a job as a cleaning lady for a wealthy woman called Susanna, played by Sophie Okonedo, who takes a shine to Rose and her music and tries to help her out by potentially finding sponsors to get her to Nashville and stuff like that. Wild Rose, it's not exactly a wild ride. It's actually a fairly predictable feel-good triumph against the odds type movie. But what it does lack in shocking twists and turns, it makes up for with charm and humour. And, of course, the star, Jessie Buckley. Jessie Buckley is Rose. She has charisma to burn and a pretty impressive set of pipes. She can really sing this woman. She does bring such passion and energy to the role, it's impossible not to like her. Even when she's making those predictable bad decisions and choices that have her kids hating on her Turner and Julie Walters, Marion, her mother, very, very cross with her. Of course, underneath those gnashing teeth and those squinty eyes of Julie Walters, you know that there's really a heart of gold, and she sees that her daughter has big dreams and perhaps... something might happen later on in the film. Look, will Rose Lynn succeed in becoming a country music star by the end of 96 very enjoyable minutes? You'll just have to watch and find out. But if there isn't a song in your heart...
going to ask, how are the musical numbers?
Well, if you like country music, you will like this film. Mm. But even if you don't, I think you'll still like this film. Yeah, so if there isn't a song in your heart at the end of this film, you are a very, very tough crowd. Look, while Rose may not be three chords in the truth, but it is a highly entertaining, thigh-slapping, boot-scooting good time, and an entertaining modern fairy tale.
Maybe better than Tolkien.
A little bit more enjoyable than Tolkien, yes. Much more enjoyable, in fact.
Thanks so much, Michael.
No worries.